When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, August 17th, and we are here trying to help you make better, more informed, more considered financial decisions. We do that by asking you to give us a jingle. Go to jillonmoney.com, click on the Contact Us button. Let us know if you're willing to come on the air. Mark does everything else. Today, we are joined by Martin in Florida. Now, Martin, we're pre-recording this, but give us a sense of how hot it gets in Florida, in your neck of the woods, when it comes to August.
It's in the 90s. I used to live in California's Central Valley, and you know, it was always over 100 there. We never really get like that here that much, but we get the humidity.
Brother. I mean, it's tough. So we thank you so much for joining us today. What's going on?
I contacted you because it's been a nagging thought that we might be paying too much for our financial advisor. The two things that I've learned is that you don't get really good information by putting that into Google. What's an appropriate amount for a financial advisor? Mm-hmm. And I've also learned that friends and family don't want to discuss what they're paying.
Right. It's always a little dicey. You know, it really is. So I get that. So tell us about yourself. What's going on? And let's see if you even need an advisor. Maybe you can do it yourself.
I retired about 5 years ago. And I've always had an interest in saving and in the retirement plans. That's always been my idea of a good time to read about that kind of stuff, especially in my work.
You sound like a really interesting dude, Martin.
Yeah.
sell it better than that. All right. So you've taken an interest in it. And where did you work? Were you working in private sector, public sector? What'd you do?
I worked for the federal government. I was a law librarian.
Oh, interesting. What, tell me about the pension.
The pension is a defined pension that I continue to receive and will for the rest of my life. I also have a 401k from which I began drawing last year.
How much is your pension amount?
Annually from the pension, about $17,000.
Okay. And do you also collect Social Security?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm 62, and in our current plan with our financial advisor, he has that pegged in for age 70.
Do you know what the benefit is at age 70?
About $3,000 a month. I actually have that here.
That's okay. Three's fine. And you're married? You said a we?
Yes, my wife and I.
How old is she?
She's 60.
Is she still working?
Yes.
How much does she earn?
Pre-pandemic, it was a lot more, but she earns conservatively about $40,000 right now.
So on your pension of 17,000 plus her 40, is that enough to float you, or are you spending money that you've saved some, you know, that you've socked away?
No, we're fine because, as I said, I started taking distributions last year from my 401k. So I get an additional $24,000 from that per year.
Okay. And how much is in the 401k total?
It's about $550,000.
So it's pension and you're going to have future Social Security, your wife's income, you're taking distributions from your retirement account. Other assets? Do you have other assets in addition to the 401k?
No.
Okay. But do you have like a cash or an emergency reserve fund?
Not as high as I'd like it.
What do you figure it is?
It's about $5,000.
That's not enough. Okay. You said you're having work done in your place. So what's your house worth?
Our house is worth about, you know, things have really skyrocketed, but I think it's just under $200,000.
Is there a mortgage that's outstanding?
Yes, we have a mortgage.
How much is the mortgage outstanding?
The outstanding mortgage is about $120,000.
And do you know the interest rate offhand?
4%.
Does your wife have a retirement plan?
No.
Okay. So she has no IRA, no Roth, no nothing.
Well, she does. She has an IRA.
How much is in the IRA?
Approximately $30,000.
So let me just make sure I got this right now. You retired 5 years ago. You got 17 grand a year in the pension. At Social Security, you'll have another 36 grand, you know, when that all comes in at age 70, at your age 70. Your wife makes 40. She's got 30 grand in her IRA. You have 550 grand in your 401k. You're taking $24,000 a year distribution. And that 24,000, is that net to you or is that the gross amount?
That's gross.
Okay. Okay. And so far, so good on that. Meaning that on the 40 and 24 and 17, you guys are okay right now, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. And the game plan is to keep doing that, keep taking these distributions until you're age 70. And then at that point, I imagine the person said, well, then you'll get your Social Security. And then, you know, soon after, I guess your wife would get some Social Security as well. So life would be pretty decent. Like when you push the clock forward to age 70, let's pretend you've pulled money out. The market sits still. Nothing good is happening. Maybe there's 400,000 left at that time is my guess ish. Is your wife going to continue to work for how long?
I see her continuing to work probably for another 10 years.
Great. That's what I need. I needed that answer. That's perfect. Okay. So now I see how they make the numbers work. Okay. It's all about the Social Security. It's the future. It's pulling money out of the 401k, paying your tax that's due and moving on. Ostensibly, when you are taking your Social Security, and even if you kept doing the 401k distribution for a couple of years after, it wouldn't be so bad just to take the money out and pull so you don't have the required minimum distribution and you have the cash you need. But let's just say you're there and then you're kind of sailing for 20 years, age 70 to 90 or 95, God willing, and you pull money out little by little. Your wife gets some Social Security eventually and you're good. And so the plan works. Is that about right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to know, should I pay this person? How much are you paying the guy or gal?
$195 a month.
Is that a flat fee or are they charging you based on the asset value of the account?
It's a flat fee to me, but I think that clients of his who have more money, he does charge more.
Okay. Usually what you would have is someone has 550 grand, let's say. You would say, all right, I'll charge you 1%, right? Or $5,500, which would be a lot more than what you're paying. So it looks more like you're paying about a half of a percentage point a year. Do you like this guy? Like, what's the deal? You know what? I think you're fine. I don't think you're getting ripped off at all. Why are you worried? Do you just feel like you have that niggling thing? Like, or do you think, has he tried to sell you something sneaky?
No, that's part of the reason why I was attracted to him. He will work with what you have.
I mean, I gotta say, he's not charging you a lot. The game plan works and he's not trying to sell you some weirdo, you know, extra investments. There's no reason to really leave him. I mean, he's being a fair person and he's held your hand during this period. I think his thinking and his game plan sounds smart to me. So I would stick with him.
Okay, that's good. We're in year number three with him. And he says that at year five, you get a reduction.
I think it's great. I think you're really okay. truly. I don't want you to freak. It seems to me like you're in good shape. You know, you're thoughtful about it. He's been thoughtful about it. He's taken into consideration everything going on. I think it's good. So any other questions?
No, Jill, that was the primary thing I wanted to know, and I'm grateful.
Good. Peace of mind granted. If you would like to figure out whether or not you're paying an appropriate fee like Martin, just give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com, click the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air. Check out all our cool content that's on the site, including our free weekly newsletter. Thank you very much for listening. And don't forget to leave us a rating and review. Do me a favor. Try to lift someone up today. See, like we lifted Martin up. He's so psyched. He's like, yeah, this guy's a good guy. It makes you feel good. Maybe Martin, what you do is you call your guy and say, I feel so good about you. Thanks so much for all of your service. All right, maybe not. Whatever you want to do. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.